Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll-free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
Good morning. It is 9:27 here, and this is the People Speak. I'm Jeff, and talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. How are you doing this morning?
Very well. Good morning, Jeff. It's always nice to be here and have a chance to say a few things every other week and let people know a little bit about what's going on in Randolph County government and what's involved, and answer any questions if I can do that. So I always appreciate the opportunity. It's a very nice day out there today. The sun's shining. The spring is just about here.
I think, you know, we went through a little period there. It warmed up and then it cooled back down. But I think now we're getting to the point where it's going to start warming up and just continue.
So. That would suit me just fine. I would be happy to see it warm up a little bit.
Exactly.
We had a board meeting on Friday and covered several different things during the course of the board meeting. One of the items worth mentioning, and I'll bring it up, is we let the engineering contracts for a bridge, which you've probably heard me talk about. I mentioned this before at different times, but there's a bridge on County Road 5 south of Wine Hill at Mill Creek, and there we let the engineering contracts, and soon we'll be putting it out to bid on that in very shortly. They have examined the bridge, and they're not going to replace the entire bridge, but just simply take the deck off of the bridge, mm-hmm. and put a new concrete deck over the top of it, keeping the original support structure and support beams and stringers and steel in place. But they'll be replacing that deck, so that'll be a project that'll be taking place this summer with a little bit of luck, depending on how our shutdown and things continue. But it appears it'll be one that'll take place. There was a second bridge we're taking a look at, but I don't know if that one will make it in this year or not. We'll have to wait and see how we proceed on this, and a lot of it depends on the state of Illinois as well, because it involves state motor fuel tax funding as well as Randolph County matches. But that will be the first one we'll take a look at. It'll be in the $500,000 range, and we'll see where it goes from there. We also had a couple of appointments, one to the Coderville Fire Protection District, and also for a Board of Review. We're getting ready to get the Board of Review up and running, along with that's a part of the process before we can send out real estate tax bills. Well, with the COVID-19 shutdown this year, obviously that's kind of pushed a lot of this stuff back. But hopefully it won't get too too much later than what it has already has. Normally you try to run the Board of Review in late February or March. It looks more like May this time, so it looks like we're a couple of months behind our planned period. But hopefully we can get this one up and going here before long and take care of it. So that's one of the other things that was discussed at Friday's board meeting. And we also received an update from Angela, who's the director of the Randolph County Health Department. She has been doing a tremendous job through this process with the COVID shutdown. She gave us an update on the cases. And if we're lucky and she has the opportunity, perhaps she'll be able to join us on a call-in on this before 10 o'clock and give us another update as to what the numbers are and how we're proceeding. But she has done a tremendous job in helping us along with this.
Yeah, I'm sure that's a busy job anyway, and you add this on there, and it's just...
Yes, it's a busy job anyway. And the health department, you know, are responsible for, you know, many activities, including restaurant inspections, which, of course, are a little bit different right now.
Right.
All the different areas of case, WIC, and coordination of health across Randolph County, and it is a busy job anyway, and of course, this is certainly making it more difficult, but she is doing a wonderful job and pushing forward. I'm very proud of that.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a break here.
Sure.
We'll come back, and we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on the People Speak. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back, 9:37. This is The People Speak. And again, Randolph County Commissioner David Holder, our guest today. And we're talking about some of the things. The board meeting was Friday.
Yes, last Friday. April 17th was Friday. Yes, last Friday morning. And I'd mentioned a couple of things that we had discussed. And I'd talked a little bit about the road at County Road 5, the bridge at County Road 5 in Mill Creek in that area. They're going to put a new deck on that, and I'd mentioned a couple of appointments. I'll go ahead and mention now, although I think it is probably pretty well known out there, but the Randolph County Courthouse is closed to visitors, but operations are still taking place inside, and we're alternating work shifts, so everyone has a chance to put some time in, but yet no one is there continually at the same time, except for those areas where you cannot alternate, such as sheriff's patrols, dispatch, jailers, what they call correctional, those areas. You know, you have to pretty well keep those going. But on the regular aspects, if you do have any, though, you have any questions or you need any business done, and I do see some emails come through from time to time, you're certainly free to call the courthouse at 618-826-5000 and to get to the department where you need to go. Excuse me. And they will certainly help you. You can drop off things at the front door, and they will take care of them and file them. And if you need anything, request it, you can pick it up, and they'll set it out by the front door, and you can pick it up. So there's a little bit of a limited access to it, but you can continue to do business with Randolph County as you have in the past, and the courthouse is there and available for operations that it has been in the past. It's just keeping the public restricted from the inside of it in order to lessen the chances. Pretty much the same as most other businesses are doing right now. So that's there and available if anyone needs it, and they're more than happy to try to help you and keep working to improve things.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, while you can't go in, you can still get all the information you need.
And call and ask, or you can use the website, obviously, or you can call and ask, and whichever area you want, where you want to get to a treasurer's office or the county clerk's office for a filing or a certificate, a birth certificate or something like that. Simply call the office and tell them what you need, and they will. You can drop it off at the front door, and they'll file it, or you can ask them, and they'll leave it at the front door so you can pick it up. Or, of course, obviously, the mail still works. And you can mail it in, and they'll respond accordingly for that. But where you used to go into the counter and ask, you can't go to the counter that way. But you can call ahead and discuss what you need, and they'll have it ready for you when you're able to arrive.
Okay. one thing with a lot of the businesses operating differently, some shut down or whatever, that's got to affect, I guess, the county's sales tax revenue.
Too. Oh, yes. I haven't talked much about that, but right now, sales tax revenue is delayed approximately 3 months, depending on what areas. Usually, it's 3 months. So right now, Randolph County in April is receiving the sales tax from January and or February. They receive sales tax. They receive the sales tax overrides. They receive state income tax, use tax, replacement tax, those types of things. Most of those are still from the January-February area. But when we start moving into June, May, June, July, we're going to see a rapid drop-off in the funding coming from sales tax and those types of things, because it's going to start reflecting what has happened here in the last half of March and what is happening in April. Exactly how much, we don't know yet. It's difficult to say how exactly it'll affect it, but I know it will affect it. I know we probably will not be able to achieve our revenue projections and our budget this year, which means obviously we're going to have shortfalls. There's nothing you can do about it at this time other than just to conserve as best we can, only buy and do what we absolutely have to buy and do, and see how the numbers shake out, because obviously we've never been through this before, so you don't really have much of a way of knowing what's going to happen at this point in time other than we can anticipate that we are going to have lesser revenues, and we'll have to see where it goes from there.
Right.
This is nothing unique. All local governments are going to be facing this, because all counties are funded the same way. Each county is a little unique in the type of funding it has, but they all have the same basic aspects. There was not anything included for local counties or local governments in the stimulus packages that were very well advertised through, and very well known mm-hmm. out there from Congress had put out packages 1, 2, and 3. Nothing in that included any help or assistance to local governments. There is discussion of doing that in the next one that I think they're trying to come out with. But as of yet, we don't know. And we'll have to wait and see what happens with it. But I think at some point in time, probably as summer moves on, there's going to be some discussion on that. Unemployment, and I have not seen local numbers. I have seen a few local numbers through February on unemployment claims that are put out by the local statisticians that mm-hmm. include, you know, the Randolph County and Monroe County and all the different areas. But I'm sure as they come out in the next, 6 weeks, 8 weeks, they're going to reflect the large jumps we had in March and April. But they always come out a month or so behind the facts, so we'll see what they're at. And with the large number of people who have went on unemployment, that's also going to affect local government's operation, and we'll have to wait and see how it goes. But there's no doubt we're going to be in a fairly deep recession here for a while, and how it's going to affect us will have adverse effects. There's no mm-hmm. doubt about that.
You know, I mean, some of the big revenue generators too, like the 4th of July with the big event they have over in Steelville, that brings in a lot for them. You know, we don't know how it's going to work out as we get further into the summer, but, you know, we're looking at the Grand American. That's a big revenue.
I have not heard anything about that one as of yet. I certainly hope that is not one that I hope that can go forward and mm-hmm. move forward. We'll see how it is. We also have lesser ones such as the Rendezvous and Prairie du Rocher. I have not heard anything yet as to how they're proceeding with that. Or I know this was going to be a very big year for them. Mm-hmm. This was going to be the 300th anniversary year. And they were hoping for quite an event. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to go off now. I did see where the 4th of July was canceled there in Steelville. I had not heard anything from Redbud as of yet on their Fireman's Picnic in the third week of June. Mm-hmm. But we'll have to wait and see. Perhaps we'll be back to normal, perhaps not. And certainly the Grand, that's a very large event here in Sparta and Randolph County. It brings in quite a bit of tourism revenue, and I have not heard anything on that yet. I think probably they're going to try as much as possible to keep all these going. In fact, mm-hmm. I know as much as possible they want to try to keep these things going, and a lot of the different aspects of the event will be determined by, you know, places that aren't directly related to us. Mm-hmm. They have people coming in from the Grand all over the country, and depending on how those other areas are going, will determine whether or not they're able to make the travel and the journey. But we'll soon, I think, probably in the next few weeks, we'll start seeing how this is going to happen and going to take place.
Right. I know some of them even come in from other countries, so that mm-hmm. would be a big
yes. That could be a big aspect of it as well, but we'll have to wait and see how it goes.
Right. I'll tell you what, let's take another break here.
Sure.
And we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 W.
Get your questions and comments in at 443-2121 or 877-443-1230. The People Speak.
And welcome back. Got a little bit of time left in the program this morning. Again, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder and some of the things going on in the county. Of course, things going on with this coronavirus and that.
Yes, our update from as of yesterday, I get these daily, and the COVID-19 for Randolph County. I'll just give you some of the numbers that came out. Randolph County has had 58 confirmed cases as of now. Of that, 22 active cases. There's 22 active cases currently, of which 19 remain under quarantine and recovering at home, and 3 are individuals are hospitalized. 35 individuals have, from the 58, 35 have already recovered, released, and resumed to normal activities. So it appears they're all getting better and moved on from it. And of course we had one death, and that was in the obituaries earlier, and that we were very sorry to hear about that. 246 other individuals who were tested came back negative. So, of course, the vast majority of the ones we're testing, basically 4 out of 5 come back negative and do not have it. But that gives us the numbers as of Sunday. Of course, there'll be new ones out later today, but it seems like we're pretty well flattening out on the curve, and things are moving forward. And I'm glad to hear that, hopefully. And, of course, Randolph County doesn't have much control over this.
True.
But hopefully the governor will start relaxing and some of these stay-at-home and orders, and we can start getting back to some normal activities. I'm sure there'll be certain restrictions. The social distancing, I'm sure, will remain for quite a while. And some of that in and of itself is not too bad. Even in a regular flu season, it's not too bad a deal.
True.
You know, it works pretty well, so it's nice to have. But we get back to limited functioning of the, you know, of the different businesses and those types of things, and that will be good. We need to get that going as soon as possible. So, but we'll have to wait on the governor's office and see what they have to say about that. And of course, the United States, the president had also been, you know, discussing some of these issues as well. But yes, it's still difficult to know exactly how it's going to unfold. But it'll be interesting all in all to see how, you know, how it does. And we'll certainly work to do the best we can with it and bring Randolph County back, and hopefully have many of the events, some of the events that were, you know, what were scheduled for this summer will still be able to take place. And I'm hoping for that.
Right. It'd be nice to be able to get back out to where, if you want to go out for a nice evening meal or something somewhere. Or...
I just like to go to the coffee shop in the morning, have breakfast and visit. Even that much, it would be quite a bit. Yes. Be nice.
But, you know, and understandably, I mean, this will be gradually back in as we, you know, as the curve continues to flatten and then go back the other way down.
On different ideas, there was some discussion earlier on in at the beginning of the year that this might be a major flood season. That has not happened in our area as of yet. I know they're getting substantially more rains than normal south of us, you know, in Tennessee Valley and on down below that. But in our area, it has not been that bad. And so hopefully we will not have to deal with flooding this year. True. As the rivers were higher than normal all through the wintertime. And that was why it was such a concern that they were up as high as they were. And they'll continue to ride high because there's quite a bit of snow melt from the north that has to come down yet. But if we don't have a substantial amount of rain and we just have a generally high water or bank full rivers, and that would make it real nice. We won't have to deal with that this year like we had last year. So I'm hoping for that as well, but we'll see how it progresses. Certainly by the middle of May this time, in May, we'll have a much better idea of how it's going on that situation as well.
Right, right. Yeah, I know we've been talking about that, you know, back in January, February about the potential
Was a serious concern, and we were having numerous meetings to discuss on planning on that before the issues came through with COVID, so we had to discontinue those meetings. Some of those have still taken place in teleconferences. I was involved in one just before I came on the show, so you're still involved in those, but it looks like we're going to have a lesser than normal. We'll know for sure in a few more weeks, but right now it's looking better.
All right, well, sounds like we're out of time, but Commissioner Holder, thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much. It's always nice to have a chance to come on the station and say a few things. You have a wonderful day.
All right, you too. For the People Speak, I am Jeff. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.